number 201710-387 to KPM.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
If you don't mind, will you alert them to the fact that they will work at ESN to let them submit their contract?
I can do that.
Something like this, I don't feel comfortable using our, you know, basic contracts.
I'll tell them that they
since
need
to since they've already got one in place, it should be something for the Senate to Nikki.
Will do.
Thank you.
Bid recommendations for food service management. Bid number 201711-389, jail.
Yes, thank you. As you just stated, this is in reference to bid number 201711-389 for jail food management services. This is in response to a request from Sheriff Russell to go out. And again, this is also a proposal. Based on the fact that we had a service in place that wasn't completely and totally satisfied with. It did have a renewal clause that he decided not to exercise, and we went ahead and put this out for a full bid. This was released on November the 4th. It closed on November the 5th, and we opened responses on December the 6th. We received responses to this request for proposals for jail food service management from four different companies. Summit Food Service, which was the current provider, Tiger Correctional Services out of Jonesboro, Arkansas, Trinity Services Group out of Oldsmar, Florida, and Consolidated Correctional Food Services from Des Moines, Iowa. I'll add for the record that I sent this request for proposal bid invitation to about a dozen different jail food service management companies across the country that I was able to locate, including three or four that participated in the last service. So I was a little bit surprised not to get inundated by packages and only receive responses from these four. The sheriff and I opened these four responses and took the basic notes down, which was on one page in the proposal. The last page, we simply requested a price per meal. And Sheriff Russell and I notated those responses from those four different companies and came up with a noticeably low bidder or low response from Tiger Correctional Services. And I can read those responses off to you if you'd like. But for comparison purposes, the high response for meals 80 to 99, volume-wise, was $2.22 from Trinity versus $1.49 from Tiger. On the high end, 200 meals, 220 volume, Tiger bid 99 cents per meal, where the high bidder was $1.31. The next closest to Tiger at the low end was $1.22, so they were the low end. That not necessarily being the main element for Ward, the sheriff took all of these responses for a complete and thorough review to make sure that everything else that we were asking for was present, and I'll turn it over to him now for his formal recommendation. Sheriff Russell.
Thank you, Ron. I did go through these, compared them all. Contacted references in Missouri that I knew that were using the low bid here on Tiger. They all had very good references for them, said that they've been a very good company. So my recommendation would be to go with Tiger Correctional Services. They are the low bid.
And this contract, as the previous one was written, is for a four-year period.
Is it a four-year or is it a one-year with the ability to renew?
Right.
Right what?
Well, this is a little bit different from the independent audit contract. Does have a clause in it each year. This one would be for 48 months. But all of the contracts that we issue, and we would be issuing the contract.
So we still have a clause? Okay.
Have an out clause, yeah, okay. Absolutely. Yeah. It's hard to attract vendor
right, for
participation
one year,
unless you throw out a lengthier contract.
Does it, 'cause like you said, there's more to it than just price per meal.
Right.
So they still supply everything we need as far as?
They supply everything that's being supplied now, all the cleaning services for the kitchen, all the food products, the same calorie count. We have them on a 2,700 calorie a day count. That's all provided. They have a dietitian that provides a four-week menu and everything to go by.
Move to approve, and this is an RFP?
Yes.
Move to approve RFP number 201711-389 to Tiger Correctional Services.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you. We notify the vendor, and I think in this instance we're going to ask them to submit a contract because, again, this is a little bit more complicated than our basics.
Sure, yeah. Russell, just for information, on the average, about how many prisoners do we feed a day?
Right now we're feeding 200.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's our average daily. We was down over the summer, we was running about 150 average daily, but it's really jumped up in the last 3 months.
So we're hitting that high end.
Yeah.
Bid recommendations for law enforcement drone, bid number 201711-391.
Yes, thank you, Mayor. Again, this is in response to a request from Sheriff Russell also for the law enforcement drone. We put this bid out, as you just mentioned, 201711-391. This was released on November the 18th. It closed on December the 5th and opened on December the 6th as a simple request for bids on this law enforcement drone. We received responses from two different companies. One was Neat Brands LLC, doing business as DSLRPros.com out of Canoga Park, California, in the amount of $8,840.66. The other bid response that we received was from G2 Digital Solutions in Zena, Ohio, in the amount of $8,440. The sheriff took these responses and I think has communicated with these vendors and also done a complete thorough review. And I'll turn it over to him for his recommendation.
I have reviewed these bids, both bids. The first bid from Neat, DSLR Pros, basically they didn't fill out hardly any of the required fields in the bid. The second one, G2 Digital Solutions, completed the bid, sent everything that needed to be sent. I have sent an email to them asking some further questions because during the review process and the bid process, there's a lot of red flags thrown up on this company that if I was having to send them money before I ordered it and before I got the product, I wouldn't deal with them, to be honest with you. They had a lot of misinformation on their website. They didn't have any phone number on their website to contact them, no address. That sort of thing. Had one of the misinformations they had was they said in 2016 they done 717,000 pieces of product through their business at $297 billion. I finally got to talking to him, figured out he's working out of his house, but so
maybe he has a big house.
Yeah, he must have. He's the only person working there. So That threw a lot of red flags, but in this instance, he is the low bid. He did does indicate on his bid that he can provide everything as requested in the bid.
Who were you dealing with originally whenever this first came up and we said to go out for bid on it?
The DSLR Pros is who we was initially talking with and got us the bid specs, and that's who local law enforcement agencies have been dealing with and have had very good luck with them.
Did you say, Sheriff, that they haven't had very good luck?
They have.
They have had very good
luck.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. They've had very good service from them.
Are they excluded from the bid because of not filling out proper?
It could have been. They could have They could have been. I mean, we had...
Yes or no?
No. I included that to be considered, even though they did not supply W-9, and they missed several key boxes, so... Which...
So why did you include them?
Bid instructions allow me to do that.
So you are within your...
Authority level.
Authority to...
Accept it, yeah.
To still accept?
Based on conversations he's had with them and other information.
Are they on a state bid of any kind, or no?
No.
Have we...
Go ahead.
We've checked that, yeah. We look hard to see if there was any cooperatives or anything like that.
Have we turned down bids for not having filled out the correct paperwork? Have we turned down bids for not having filled out the correct paperwork?
Is the better question, have we turned down bids? Because I'm assuming there's some things, if you don't fill it out, that we just don't take you at all.
Yeah.
So have we turned down for missing equivalent paperwork? Is that a better question, or
Ms. Wyatt?
Yes, that's fine.
He was not at this level. One or two boxes more, and he would have been rejected. Yeah, but he not at this level. They have totally rejected responses at the level of his failure. I mean, correctly.
Or who do you feel more comfortable? I'll say, who's your recommendation? Who do you feel more comfortable
by the rules of the bids and everything? I would say I would have to recommend G2 Digital. If it's my own personal, I would deal with the other one.
When you say rules of the bid, what do you mean?
Well, I mean, he is the low bid. He did meet all the.
But is he the best bid?
He said his paperwork is amazing.
Yeah, he submitted everything properly. Like I said, there was just.
Neat as a pin.
There was a lot of red flags on looking back at him. That.
So have those concerns gone away now that you've communicated with him?
I have sent emails to him, sent him emails Friday requesting information as to how we deal with warranties, what warranties he will do, what the process is, and some different things. And I have not received anything back yet.
Would you like to wait until you receive those emails back before you recommend a bill?
Well, we suggest a contingency, you know, contingent upon.
We can do that.
Being totally satisfied.
Probably go ahead and recommend G2 Digital, just contingent upon them being able to satisfy our questions on what we sent to them. And like I said, in this instance, it's not something where we're going to be paying for it before we get it. So we're kind of covered on that way.
Originally, when we were talking, that they were going to supply training also, will this, due to what you're stating?
Says he will, yeah.
And both companies in their bid say you're...
Right.
So what's the definition of training, though?
Mainly, it's just answering questions.
It's not like they're going to fly out? And
No, it's just be available to answer questions and that type of deal.
Did you say he does have a phone number? He does not.
I do have communication with him now.
Yeah, well, we've talked to him. Okay. He's called me. I know what the results were when we first opened it.
Sheriff, do you mind giving a quick synopsis again why you want this drone?
A drone will be very useful. We have a lot of people that will walk off into the woods, get lost, especially during deer season and things. During the hiking seasons, we also have a lot of children that become lost. That takes a lot of manpower to go out and search these areas and be able to search them thoroughly. With this equipment, we can put a camera in the air. We can search those areas in a hurry. We can, if it's at nighttime, we can use. It's got a thermal camera with it that we can use to
locate
people.
Does that
not
also help during the day in the woods as far as?
Yes, it can also work during the day in the woods and just it will be able to help us in locating these people and a lot quicker with a lot less manpower.
So, and again, I already know these answers. I'm just asking
right.
For as far as warrants or anything else, the ability to use it, you still have to follow any guidelines.